The following program is sponsored by Senior Class Media. Welcome to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement.
So go to the head of the class.
Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now, it's time for Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
And good Sunday morning, everybody. My name's Russell Mills, and this is Senior Class, where we discuss all aspects of life and living in your golden years, or perhaps living with taking care of somebody in their golden years. Your host for Senior Class, Mr. Rusty McMurray. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for waking up with us today. I'm doing great. We have a fantastic show, as always, in store. I have my co-host live here in the studios. We have Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. I remember our first three or four shows. I could never get that out.
Well, it is a mouthful, and it's actually the Linden at Stonehaven Square, Assisted Living and Memory Care, a leisure care property.
Exactly.
Imagine
that on an email address.
That's the official name of the business.
Yes, that is it's a long
name.
That's
a mouthful.
Luckily, they let us shorten it. When I answer the phone, I usually just say, thank you for calling the Linden.
Well, good. You have a beautiful property, and we had a wonderful road show.
This past week,
Tuesday evening, we had our first senior class roadshow, and you were nice enough to host it at the Linden.
Yeah.
We had some of our listeners come. We had some great folks from some support groups, from some of our sponsors.
Some of your residents were there
and brought a wealth of information, and it was a lot of fun.
We had 19 people come. It was awesome.
I know. It was our first one, kind of a kickoff. It was a live dress rehearsal. And I think everybody did a good job.
I do too. And I think it was super informative.
It really was.
My residents that attended, they really enjoyed it and they learned a lot. And so we've already had to do some follow-ups, and I've had some more questions pertaining to things we discussed. So yeah, it was really great. I like doing stuff like that though.
It is, and you are a professional, and you have an upcoming event this Friday that's going to be amazing.
Yes.
It's the Karaoke for a Cause, and it's benefiting the Alzheimer's Association.
Yes, so this is one of our favorite ones to do. We've been doing this annually. This is actually how Karaoke for a Cause started.
Yeah, exactly.
We just got this crazy concept because we wanted to raise money for the Alzheimer's Association.
And you have to admit you like karaoke.
Well, yeah, I love it. So, it's coming up on Friday, and it is at 8 p.m. at Elm Street Pub in Jinx, which is a really cool spot. I mean, it's very intimate. I think everybody here has been there. You've been there before, Russell.
Yep.
And they have great food too. So,
So you can come now. There's no admission charge.
No, you can come for free. So how it works is, just come for free, just enjoy
dinner, watch the show,
enjoy the entertainment. If you don't want to participate at all, you don't have to, it's not required. It's open to the public. So, if you do want to participate, you can, donate money by paying to sing a song of your choice, which is, I mean, that's easy and fun.
Yes.
Usually people just give like $5 and sing a song. Or you can pay $20 to call out someone and make them sing a song of your choice.
And see, that's where it makes it really fun.
That's the fun part. Yeah. So, we've made some of our coworkers and colleagues sing, a male sing Britney Spears, and it gets really fun. Michael Jackson is a fun one to call people out on, make them sing that. So.
Isn't there a method by which one can get immunity?
Yes. So if
Russell's coming, he's going to have some immunity.
If you do not want to participate and you're afraid of being called out by your lovely peers and coworkers and friends, you can pay $40 and you get a magic necklace that buys you immunity for the night.
And all the proceeds benefit the Alzheimer's Association.
We keep $0. So, we front any overhead costs or anything like that, that comes out of our pockets or our sponsors. Sunshine Care is one of our sponsors this time, which was so kind. The Linden is sponsoring. Brookdale is sponsoring as well, as is Rose Rock Hospice. So we got some awesome sponsors this time. So
it's going to be a lot of fun. I even bought some wardrobe. I've bailed on the last couple of Karaoke for Cause, but Sunshine and Care First, we're going to come out strong. We're going to bring a team. And
good.
I got a all white tuxedo for a Bee Gees medley, I'm sure. So I probably won't wear the white leisure suit the whole evening, but at least for a song.
You could do
or
a
two.
Wardrobe change.
I will. Yeah, definitely.
We've got props this time too.
We got
these inflatable guitars and instruments and stuff. So it should be super fun. We have awesome raffle prizes this time too. So,
and what's nice is if you have a loved one that you want to come and participate and have fun with some friends and memorandum of them, you can come have some fun, and you know it's donated to a good cause and meet some great people, because these are packed to the rafters, and you've had church groups come out and sing.
Yes.
You've had different people that are actually professionals come and perform songs. I mean, you're a semi-pro yourself.
This time we got, we have requested, we've not heard back whether it's going to happen or not, but we asked the local police department if they'd come start off the show by singing YMCA. So
that would be.
We'll see if they participate or not.
This would be the Jinx Police Department?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've officially called you out on the radio now, Jinx PD.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, speaking of law enforcement, I do want to give a huge, huge shout out to the Osage County Sheriff's Department. And let me tell you why. From time to time, Sunshine Care Partners, we help chronically ill elderly people in rural areas. And we knew this individual from speaking to their family, and we provide medical services. She had not refilled her medicine. She was in a rural area. When we reached out to the family, when the family went to check on her, she actually had called the local police, you know, to shoo them away, and they were worried. So it was a much rural area, obviously, in Osage County. So we asked the sheriff's department to go out and do a wellness check, to go and check on the lady, to make sure that she was safe, because she was living in a small trailer. You never know with the air conditioning. It's 120 degrees. So they went out and did a wellness check for us in the heat. They did send a couple of officers, but I want to give a shout out because they do that. They do that for healthcare providers and for loved ones. So I want to remind everybody, if you know someone, if you know an elderly individual during this hot time, reach out and check on them. And if your closest neighbor is a couple miles away, reach out and check on that individual, because it's important, because sometimes when our seniors are, it's hot and they're home and they're alone and something happens, they don't want to bother anybody. So they don't call anyone.
Absolutely,
so it's our job and our responsibility to reach out. So I want to give a big shout out to the Osage County Sheriff's Department for all that they do here in our local community. I think our law enforcement is unnoticed and unappreciated in a lot of instances, but not here on this show.
That's right. I agree.
So back to the karaoke for a cause. You said Elm Street Pub, that is in Jinx. That's right there. Where is it geographically? Is it pretty much right there by the turnpike as you exit by Reeser's?
Mm-hmm. It's just right across the street from Reeser's there. It's on the corner. Let me see. I'm pulling up the address. I think it's 329 South Elm.
I mean, you get off the Creek Turnpike.
It is. It's 329 South Elm.
Yep. It's pretty much right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a great time. It starts at 8 o'clock, and it probably will go till close.
So our policy is it goes until someone sings an undesirable song that was written by Nickelback.
Yes, exactly. Party goes until
that's
someone
kind of
sings
our,
Nickelback.
Why does Nickelback get all the...
It's our running joke. It's just become a thing, and people think it's just hilarious.
Somebody
it's our marketing
like them. They,
tactic.
I kept hearing them on the radio there for several years. Probably still do.
I know. It will go. It will go until probably 2 a.m. until we close.
It'll be a lot of fun. You're listening to Senior Class Radio. I'm your host, Rusty McMurray, with Sunshine Care Partners. Live in the studios today, we have our co-host, Russell Mills, and Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. On today's show, we're going to talk about Medicare, what Medicare pays for and what it doesn't. You know, as adult children, sometimes we're thrust into the situation of having to help provide care for an elderly, sick loved one.
Yeah.
And you get these EOBs and insurance comes through and you wonder what it pays for. Does it pay for long-term care? It really is kind of confusing.
Well, you know, while you were gone, we did that show and we kind of briefly touched on a lot of topics, but one of them specifically was Medicare and what it does cover, what it doesn't cover in home care, blah, blah, blah. But I got a lot of follow-up phone calls to my cell phone. So I think this is a great, let's really like dig deeper.
That sounds great.
Because we left a lot of questions on
now, Russell, if people want to participate or they have a question for our experts that are getting ready to call in, what do folks need to do if they want to text in a question about Medicare or Medicare Advantage program or call in and ask a question on the show?
Absolutely. You can text us at 95920. 95920, or you can give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of folks that I talk to that aren't familiar with Medicare thinks that it covers and pays for everything, including
a nursing home
to stay in your facility. But we're going to really dig down deep on what it does pay for and what it doesn't, and what those out-of-pocket expenses are, and who's responsible for paying for those when the elderly person cannot.
Right, because I've seen people actually make life choices that ended up being mistakes based on misconceptions that Medicare covered certain things, and then it does not.
Exactly. So. Russell, take us out.
All right. We are going to take a quick time out. Remember, once again, you can text any questions to us at 95920, or I'll give you the phone number if you're feeling salty today and want to give us a call, 918-460-KRMG, 460-5764. You're listening to Senior Class, live and local on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in 9 minutes, right there. There it is, 821. We'll have your top stories of the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23. Hopefully, it will contain fewer digits. Just saying. Stay tuned. Coming up next hour, Living Well with Dr. Booze. If you have any questions, you can text us at 95920 today or call us at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. The topic today is Medicare. And your host for Senior Class is Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for waking up with us today. We're talking about what Medicare pays for, what it doesn't, what the differences are in Medicare and Medicare Advantage programs. And we're taking your questions or texts. I want to welcome live to the studio Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks for suggesting this topic. It's been one that we get questioned on the most.
Yes, absolutely. Professionally, personally, after the last radio show that I hosted when you were gone, I've gotten a lot of questions, so I figured
all right, so we brought on, I want to welcome live to the show via telephone, we have Keith Farnsworth. He's the Chief Operating Officer for Sunshine Care Partners, and he is a healthcare and insurance expert, and I want to welcome Keith live to the show. Keith, thanks for calling in from Oklahoma City for us.
Good morning, Rusty. Thank you very much.
You might want to turn the radio down a little bit in the background so we don't get a little bit of the feedback and the bounce back. But I do want to express and explain. A lot of people say, well, isn't Sunshine Care basically a physician group? And why would you need a insurance expert? Well, Keith, explain to our listeners why it's so important to have an insurance expert at a medical practice.
Well, obviously, the insurance is what covers the care or provides the they don't do the actual providing of the services, but they are the ones that's paying the bills. If the bills don't get paid, nobody gets taken care of. So in a short, simple answer, that's what I would say.
Well, that is exactly correct, because in some instances, it takes a PhD in insurance to actually get paid. And that's why you see so many medical practices and the physicians, instead of hanging their own shingle and being independent, they cannot deal with the nightmare of reimbursements from the insurance companies. So they just go to work for a hospital system. So they do not have to deal with it. So if it's too difficult for insurance companies, or excuse me, for doctors to deal with, then it makes it very difficult for the elderly and those adult children to pay for. So, Keith, go into a little bit of what the roots are of Medicare. How long has it been around, and how and why did it become into existence?
Well, I'll try and keep this short and sweet, but Medicare started back in 1965. They created Medicare Part A and Part B. Medicare Part A was designed to cover your hospital expenses, and Medicare Part B was designed to cover the doctor expenses. Currently, that's rolled into the outpatient as well as the doctor. Medicare Part A has no copay, and the Medicare Part B is the one that you see taken out of your part of your check.
Okay, so for
Social Security check.
So for the folks listening today, Medicare does pay for a hospitalization and physician visits, and I think it was one of the Bush presidents that Medicare Part D was invented. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I'll get there as quick as I can. So Medicare A and B was created and the Medicare supplements or Medicare insurance was created the month after. The problem was is it was very confusing, and so they standardized that in 1992 with all the different Medicare A, B, C through J plans that were the Medicare supplement plans. But what you're talking about is the Medicare Modernization Act 2003, which then created Medicare Part C and Part D, which we now call Medicare Advantage plans.
Sounds confusing.
Is that what you wanted to get to? Now, yeah, it really is.
And now we can understand why it's so confusing for individuals, because you think Medicare, well, Medicare covers and pays for everything, but we're all the way down to J on different types of plans, and we haven't even really covered what the differences are. So, Keith, go into the difference between Medicare and Medicare Advantage program, because we're seeing more and more Medicare Advantage programs become prevalent throughout the country.
Well, the Medicare Advantage plans were created to mimic the current insurance that we have. So the current insurance that you would have as an employee, you would have copays and deductibles. Well, the Medicare supplement plan, the standard one that was sold prior to this, is people would have Medicare, and then they would pay their supplement, and that would cover everything. The Medicare Advantage plans add a deductible, and it actually, another term for it is Medicare assignment, because it literally assigns that Medicare benefit to an insurance company. So instead of filing a claim to Medicare and to your insurance company, now they file it just to the insurance company. And the insurance company is given that annual reimbursement that Medicare estimates that client would use. Probably a little confusing, but it's becoming more prevalent because the premiums are cheaper. It costs less for the consumer.
Okay, so why is Medicare allowing private insurance companies to replace Medicare? Aren't there rules and regulations that it has to meet or exceed what Medicare programs are actually providing and reimbursing for?
Absolutely. It has to meet the same standards that Medicare originally provided with the Medicare plans. The difference is, or the reason is with those copays and with those deductibles, they're reducing the usage of Medicare, because oftentimes if I have to throw a deductible in or if I have to throw a copay in with that that reimbursement, it's utilized less because people are a little bit more careful to utilize the services.
Well, let's break it down to an elementary level, because you're saying that these insurance companies basically replace your Medicare, but they're to provide a better, superior quality product regardless of copays. They still have to provide the same service. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
So,
turn my mic on. Those copays can vary by insurance company, but the actual end product by law has to always be the same, right? So isn't it a good idea to shop before you actually?
Yeah, I would say yes and slightly no, in the sense that it has to provide all the basics that Medicare covers. So what the Medicare A and B would cover. But as a supplementary plan, it can also cover additional benefits.
You're using supplementary plans and Advantage plans in the same sentence. Are they the same thing?
Medicare supplement and a Medicare Advantage plan are different products.
Why would you even need a Medicare supplement? Doesn't Medicare pay for everything?
Well, Medicare covers 80%. And then this was back from 1965, and the consumer was expected to pick up the additional 20%.
Okay, so Medicare only pays for 80%. I think that's probably where we should have started, is that Medicare pays for 80% of hospital and doctor services. So if you think about a hospitalization, you know, a three-day trip to the hospital, that could run $100,000. So Medicare picks up $80,000, and you're responsible for $20,000. And Keith, that's where you say that was unaffordable for a lot of people, and that's where the supplement plans came in to play.
That is correct.
Okay, so if you have questions for our expert or want a little bit more clarification, Russell, what do folks need to do?
Yeah, they can give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Or you could text your questions to us at 95920.
Well, when we come back here in our geographic area, we do have a lot of the Medicare Advantage programs. And I want to get insight from Brittany on really how they work for some of the residents in her local community. Okay. You're listening to Senior Class Radio. Russell?
Yep, this is Senior Class. We are live and local on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG, as we are every Sunday. Right now, we're going to take a quick time out for the news and weather, find out just how hot it is going to be today. And then we'll be back with more of Senior Class after the news on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. My name is Russell Mills. We are talking about Medicare today on Senior Class. And if you have a question, you can text us at 95920. We've got a couple texts, and we'll get to those here in a minute. Or you can give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Your host for Senior Class, as always, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for waking up with us today. Live here in the studio with me, I have Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. And we're talking about Medicare, what it pays for, what it doesn't, and the differences. I want to welcome live via telephone our expert, Keith Farnsworth. He is the Chief Operating Officer for Sunshine Care Partners. Keith, thanks for waking up with us today and sharing some valuable information about what Medicare pays for and what it does not.
Glad I could help. Go ahead.
All right, Keith. I'm going to give you, just to gain more clarification,
right,
perhaps it would be easier if I gave a scenario that probably a lot of our listeners have been in before. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so let's pretend I'm Betty and I'm 75 years old. I live at home by myself and I have fallen. So my family has taken me to the hospital. I have been admitted. I do want to point out one of our texters text in and wanted us to point out that Medicare does not pay for an overnight hospital stay that's classified as observation. You do have to be admitted. That is correct. So I've been admitted to the hospital. I stayed 3 midnights, and when I'm discharging, I have to go to skilled. And then after skilled, I'm going to need home health because I'm going back home. Can you go through that scenario and kind of tell us what Medicare covers
and what it does not, and who's responsible for the ancillary or additional payments?
Right.
Okay. So Medicare Part A would cover the hospital visit, and as was pointed out by your caller or your texter, is that Medicare, if you're not admitted to the hospital, that is not considered a hospital stay.
Right.
That's why you see hospitals kicking you out at hour 23, is they're getting you out because they don't want that 24-hour. But in the scenario you brought up that Betty fell, in a Medicare, traditional Medicare, no supplement, Medicare would cover the hospital visit, and then do we have Medicare Part B as well? Is this person paying a portion each month into their – okay. Then it is covering the outpatient visit up to 80%, and you're responsible for the other 20%. The Medicare supplement would typically – and then it depends on which plan of supplement you got. I do want to give a resource for anybody that's interested, and if you don't mind me throwing that out here real quick.
It's sure.
The Medicare and You guide that Medicare actually produces. This is one thing that I've seen the government write, that they actually write it very well. It is relatively easy to understand.
It's an easy read workbook. It is a great piece.
It's Medicare and You, and then it'll be the year. So Medicare and You 2018, and it's a PDF that you can download online. So I'll just throw that out as a resource for everybody on their Medicare.
And I do want to answer another one of the text questions. You're talking about supplement policies, and one of our callers asked, at what age are you eligible to buy a Medicare supplement insurance policy? Because they were told in Oklahoma at age 53 they weren't eligible. But don't you have to be on Medicare to get a supplement? And what's the Medicare requirement age?
So the traditional Medicare requirement age is 65.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a window of time on a Medicare supplement that I, 3 months before, 3 months after my 65th birthday, that I have an open enrollment. I could have you have to medically qualify for any insurance. We think that it's money that buys insurance. It's actually our health that buys insurance, and then we pay for it with money. But you have to qualify. But in that open enrollment window for 3 months before, 3 months after my 65th birthday, I could have the most horrendous disease or the most horrendous health issues, and I can still get a Medicare supplement.
Great.
There's no health questions.
All right, so this individual at 53, they weren't 65, but I do know there are individuals that suffer from full disability that qualify early for Medicare. Mm-hmm. Those people at a younger age, they could qualify for a supplement, but that first thing they have to have is Medicare before they can get that supplement. Is that correct?
And that is the exception, is if those people that are 100% or are disabled and are receiving Medicare benefits can then also receive a Medicare supplement.
All right.
I believe they have to be qualified as disabled for a period of 2 years before they can get their Medicare early. Is that right?
That sounds about right, unless it's a 911 or a hospice situation.
Right, okay.
Where they have a shorter life expectancy, so they're bumped up to the front of the list.
Okay, Keith, so let's say my skilled stay is up. So my Part B has paid for 80% of my skilled stay, and now I'm discharging to home.
Now, hey, I'm going to jump in, but that's only 100 days. You know, in that skilled stay, right. Medicare does require or only gives you a particular illness, a window of 100 days that you can use in a particular time frame in a year.
Right, yeah. So I'm discharging out of my skilled and I'm going back home. Now I need home health services and I've got, 10 new medications.
Mm-hmm.
What does Medicare cover as far as that scenario goes? Let's say I just have A and B.
Let's cover so if you have Medicare A and B, Medicare does not cover the medications. That was part of the Medicare Modernization Act or Medicare Advantage plans that added Medicare Part D. And so the Medicare Part D that everybody talks about, that would cover the medications. If I don't have a Medicare Part D plan or a combo Medicare Advantage plan that has the component of the Part D, I am now paying for those medications out of pocket.
Okay, so it's important when adult children or folks are shopping that they really look at the pharmacy or the prescription component, because that can be as expensive as a visit to the doctor, but you're doing it each and every week or each and every month or depending on how many meds you're on.
I have residents whose medications out-of-pocket costs exceed $1,000 per month for one medication.
That is ridiculous.
It's crazy, yeah.
All right, so...
We have cancer patients that exceed $50,000 a month.
Right, yeah.
All right, I've got to ask, because it could bankrupt people, on the Medicare Part D as in dog or D as in drug... Is it only an 80% coverage, or is it majority 100% coverage? Because $1,000 drug for one per month, mm-hmm. if you have to pay 20%, that's $200 out of pocket, even if insurance picks up the other $800. So is it different per provider?
This is where it gets confusing again. It's different per provider in what medications they cover, what is on their list, and it covers the medication, but there's the donut hole portion. And I don't know if we have time to get into all the ins and outs and details. That's why I directed people to the Medicare and You handout or the PDF file. But there's a donut hole that has a gap along with the cost of your medications.
Right. So they pay up to a certain level, then you're responsible out of pocket for a few $1,000s. And then I think once it reaches over a $5,000 mark, you're considered catastrophic and then they pay for everything.
Right.
But that's out of pocket. Can you imagine a family? Oh, well, I can't.
It's
crazy.
I couldn't afford it. I mean, and I do want to say in regards to this Medicare Part D conversation, because it is very in-depth and can be confusing, especially when we get into the donut hole.
Yes.
I know, for example, at Care First Pharmacy, they mm-hmm. are more than willing to kind of help educate you and direct you.
And they do, and they have those little counseling areas that they sit down
right.
with the pharmacist and they go over the expenses, the charges, mm-hmm. and the copays, because sometimes the copays can be outrageous.
Yeah. So your independently owned pharmacies, they're really great about kind of helping you guide you through that process, because it is so confusing.
And they take the time, and it's not a $10 an hour high school kid trying to walk you through an
right.
insurance program, because
right.
that's just not going to work very well.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you get to sit down with those professionals, and it does and can save you quite a bit of money.
Yeah, I agree. So I would say start there too.
All right, Keith, when we come back from... Go ahead, Keith.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say one thing that I'll try and throw out very quickly is these Medicare Advantage plans are often cheaper, obviously for a reason, but what nobody seems to be doing is that what they would save on those premiums put aside in a savings account. So when you do hit these deductibles, when you do hit these mm-hmm. gaps, you have that money to cover those expenses. That's the idea in the plan. That
well,
it's your money to use.
When we come back from break, we're going to talk about the differences between Medicare Advantage programs, and why those Advantage programs could be the answer in the future to our healthcare crisis, not only for Medicare, but for each and everyone else. Russell?
You are listening to Senior Class. We're live and local here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. The topic today is Medicare, and it can be confusing. So we'll hear more about that right after this. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. I'm Russell Mills. Coming up here in a little over 10 minutes. We'll call it 12 minutes, okay? Your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23. After the news, Living Well with Dr. Booz. If you have questions for us today, the topic's Medicare, and you can text us at 95920 or you can give us a call at 918-460-KRMG, 460-5764. Your host for Senior Class is Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. I want to welcome live to the studios Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks for waking up with us today.
Hi, glad to be here.
We have live on the telephone Keith Farnsworth, Chief Operating Officer for Sunshine Care Partners. Keith, thanks for taking time and answering some questions regarding Medicare and Medicare Advantage programs.
Glad I could join you today.
All right. Now, Brittany, your example's been great. So you're resident or you're individual, you're Betty, you've fallen down, you've gone to the hospital, you've had a skilled stay, and then you're discharged and you're rehabbing at home. That means you have physical therapist come
yes.
to your house.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
I'm working with a physical therapist and an occupational therapist at my house. Is that covered under Medicare? I don't know if we addressed that part.
That would be covered under the Medicare Part B or a portion of the Medicare Part B on the outpatient services.
And then depending on right?
That is correct.
Okay.
And again, this is with Medicare, that would only be an 80-20. And then with a Medicare Advantage plan, that's where some of the variation comes in, is what those, they would cover what Medicare covers, but some cover additional services.
Okay, so that 20%, let's go back to the skilled stay even. So at the end of my skilled stay, Medicare's only paid for 80% of that. So does that mean at the end of that stay, I write a check for the 20% that wasn't covered under my Medicare benefit?
If you did not have a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, that would be accurate.
Yeah, okay. You are responsible okay. for that, whether you can pay for it or not. Now, that's another story.
Right, right. So same scenario with the home health services. I'm receiving the services in my home and continuing my therapy, but again, it only covers 80%. So I would be left responsible for that 20. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so I think that is why these Medicare Advantage programs have become more and more prevalent, because they're all-encompassing.
Right.
You get a replacement plan. There's no 80. There's no 20. There's no responsibility here. It is a contract you have with that provider that they may say that your portion of that 100-day skill stay is capped at this amount. But I think, and tell me if I'm not right, that Keith, they were supposed to add more and provide a better quality service, and some people think that they can actually improve the quality of life and care for an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we're actually doing, and if I'm being a little preemptive here or jumping the gun, we're actually moving into a new phase of medicine. I think a big buzzword that everybody's using right now is population health.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's focusing on is where we start taking ownership for our own health, and we start taking ownership for our own health care rather than just delegating this to a doctor when I get sick. And so the object of a Medicare Advantage plan is we have bought in. We're taking part of that copay and that deductible, and we're owning some of that health ourselves. And these Medicare Advantage plans are focused where they're supposed to be focusing on taking care of you prior to you getting sick. So it's focusing on things like wellness visits.
Exactly.
It's preventative.
On things. It's we're trying medicine. To shift from the fix it when it's broken model
right.
to let's keep the person healthy ahead of time, so you
proactive
don't have those unnecessary
prevention.
Hospital stays or life-threatening illnesses. So that's really where the future lies, in the fact that they're going to actually provide a more robust service offering. So, for example, I remember right. a few years ago, Humana used to pay for YMCA memberships for their Medicare Advantage program members. So you would get, along with your insurance, a free gym membership. And they did that to, well, obviously,
preventative health.
Yeah. Health. They wanted to keep them healthy, strong, keep them balanced on their feet, not falling, and et cetera. Are we going to see more of that where insurance companies are actually providing more benefits to earn the business, Keith?
Well, there's some changes coming down the pike that is allowing them to incentivize patients more and more. And the idea is exactly what you're saying, is it's allowing those insurance companies to then incentivize that patient to focus more on their health, to join them instead of the traditional Medicare supplements, to join them and focus more on staying healthy rather than, as you put it, just treating disease after it happens.
Okay. All right. So I've got one more component in Betty's scenario here. So once I'm done with home health, and you know, now we're 2 more years down the road, and I am really becoming more disabled and unable to take care of, you know, my own home needs. So I need to hire a private duty company that comes in and does my laundry and my dishes and sits with me for 3 hours a day.
Well, in hopes with bathing.
Okay. So is that covered under my Medicare benefit?
Under a traditional Medicare benefit, home health, or I should say home visits, are not always covered. It really depends on, and I know I'm splitting hairs here, but it really depends on the definition of what those services
right.
are.
So, and so traditionally, a private duty agency, not a Medicare home health agency, they are not, Medicare does not reimburse them. That's an out-of-pocket cost, and you typically pay an hourly wage, right?
That is true.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, here's what's exciting is because we're in the industry. So, Brittany, you and I know that sometimes that little bit of extra help can keep an individual out of a nursing home.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I know that Keith and you know they've been lobbying, insurance companies have, to Medicare recently within the last few weeks to allow for those private duty workers, those mm-hmm. what are called non-clinical workers
right.
that help with light housekeeping,
sitters,
bathings, and sitters, yeah. and et cetera. Mm-hmm. Medicare Advantage programs are going to be able to bundle those services within those plans because they've realized that little bit of extra help can save them a lot of money in the long
yeah,
run with regards to an unnecessary hospitalization.
Mm-hmm.
Keith, are you starting to see that, the service offerings actually increase?
Absolutely. That's one of the big – and again, it comes down to that preventative care. Preventative care isn't always just a medical. It can be a psychosocial as well.
Right.
If I can reduce some of that depression, if I can reduce some of that anxiety that that patient's feeling, those are key factors in illness and sickness. So.
And Keith, we do that with chronically ill elderly people. Our job is to increase their quality of life and keep them healthy. So,
and check on them periodically, too. That's
yes.
one of the things I love that you guys do.
Yeah, and once again, a shout-out to the Osage County Sheriff's Department for the wellness check for a couple of our patients in their area. They always do a great job. Well,
yeah.
Keith, God bless you for waking up with us today and answering some valuable questions.
Thank you much. Appreciate you having me on.
I appreciate you being on the show and working with us. Thanks a lot. Have a
Very
great day.
Very informative. I loved that.
It really was.
Somebody texted into the show and asked that if the Linden would have another open house. And we really do a lot of stuff at the
yes.
Linden. But also, I just want to address that person and let you know, come by and see us anytime.
Yes.
Bring all your friends. We'll feed you. It's a fun place. So
it is.
Stop by anytime.
And for those who weren't listening earlier, that came up because you mentioned that you had a Sunshine Care
Roadshow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but you didn't really tell us what that is. Was it minstrels? And
no, that sounds good. No, we brought our sponsors, gave them an opportunity to talk about, we had an individual from the Colpitts Law Firm talk about how you can utilize veterans benefits, our
yeah.
veterans of foreign wars, to pay for care in the home for
finance
them and
living.
Their spouse, to finance assisted living.
Yep.
We had our folks from Moore Funeral Homes offer their free final wishes organizers. So it was a lot of fun. We had prizes, giveaways.
And the food was fantastic.
Like
my chef made the food and it was so good.
It was. But hey, this Friday, karaoke for a cause.
Yes. Everybody
benefiting Alzheimer's Association. Don't forget.
That was a funny joke. It's open to the public. So no cost to attend. If you just want to come and watch us make silly
yes.
goofs of ourselves, just enjoy that. But it's at 8 p.m. Elm Street Pub in Jinx on Friday, the 27th. That address is 329 South Elm. And 100% of the money raised goes to the Alzheimer's Association.
We will be there and it will be a lot of fun. I don't know. We might even get Russell there.
I can't promise anything because I serve the queen.
We need your celebrity status.
Decides on our social calendar.
Bring the queen with you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I, you know, accompanied the queen at her request at all times. Yes, of course.
Well, you're just everybody's dream husband, I
think. Well, I'm hopefully her dream husband, and everybody else is just going to have to get they're gonna fare as best they can.
Eat your heart out.
Yeah, I'm spoken for. All right. Well,
another great show.
An interesting show on Medicare, and I'll tell you, we could do a series of these because there's so much to
it's so in-depth. We didn't even touch on hospice. No. Medicare covers hospice too, guys.
All right. So I'm guessing we'll be talking this over more in the future. You've been listening to Senior Class live and local here every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. Thanks for getting up with us and joining us. Up next, your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23 and KRMG. Hopefully, it's not going to be quite so darn hot. I think that's the case. Stick around and find out. I'm Russell Mills. Have a great Sunday. See you next week.
You've been listening to Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray.
Thanks for listening.
Tune into Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Until next time, have a great weekend. God bless.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.